The surge in COVID cases locally is evident in the numbers being produced by the disease. The health unit reported another 15 cases were reported today, bringing the active case level to a record 67. 12 of the latest cases are in the Nipissing district. The total case count now sits at 1,045 with 970 resolved and 8 deaths. Today residents were warned against traveling over the holidays. You really have to do an individual risk assessment and figure out your own risks, Dr. Jim Chirico said during the most recent North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit press conference. Personally, I would not be traveling internationally and I would recommend that you don't do it, Chirico added. See. Dr. Chirico warns against international travel as the holidays approach. Ontario reported 3,453 new COVID cases Tuesday. The latest updates also include 1,332 recoveries and 11 deaths. The December 21 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. There are 25,702 active cases, up from 23,591 yesterday. 412 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Among the new cases reported today are 673 unvaccinated people, 132 partially vaccinated people, and 2,500 fully vaccinated people. 148 cases were reported without vaccination status information. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 25.4 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 18.2 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 19.3 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. 165 people are in ICU due to COVID-19. Of those, 153 people are testing positive and 12 are testing negative. There are 105 people in an intensive care unit, ICU, due to COVID on a ventilator. Hospitalized COVID cases, not in the ICU, include 145 unvaccinated people, 12 partially vaccinated people, and 109 fully vaccinated people. In the ICU, there are 89 unvaccinated cases, 4 partially vaccinated cases and 36 fully vaccinated cases. 11.3 million people in Ontario, 77% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. 2.1 million people have received a booster, third dose, since August 2021. The province reported 49,285 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 9.9% positivity rate. Cases reported in today's update include 15 from Grey Bruce, 82 from Simcoe Muskoka, 901 from Toronto, 345 from York Region, and 280 from Peel Region. Today's new cases include 113 newborns to 4-year-olds, 357 kids ages 5 to 11 years old, 373 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 1,453 people between 20 and 39 years old, 870 people between 40 and 59 years old, 256 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 34 people over 80 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 657,180 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 621,355 recoveries and 10,123 deaths. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,460.3 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from December 11 to December 17 was 112.3 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 84.4% compared to the 7-day period starting on December 5. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 1,025 cases, weekly rate of 31.7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,030 cases. There are 52 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 84% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. Algoma Public Health, 1,634 cases, weekly rate of 148.5 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,637 cases. There are 228 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,366 cases, weekly rate of 62.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,367 cases. There are 62 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 78% have both doses. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 4,529 cases, weekly rate of 108.2 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 4,602 cases. There are 268 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Timiskaming Health Unit, 495 cases, weekly rate of 153.5 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 503. There are 58 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 83% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 77% have both doses. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,383 cases, weekly rate of 124.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,397 cases. There are 102 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 92% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,827 cases, weekly rate of 31.1 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 3,827 cases. There are 63 known active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today. For a look at the latest COVID-19 developments in Canada, click here.